Hi guys, trust you're well. It's been a while, I know. I am sorry. It's not like the Lord wasn't speaking. Like I said in the previous video, I did go into a time of intercession and prayer and fasting, and just to hear from the Lord for the new year, and just to also, if there's correction that's needed in my life, I was trusting him for that, and he did. He trusts Holy Spirit. When you ask him for correction, he will give it to you. So he randomly, not random, well, it felt random to me, but he gave me correction when as I was watering my plants outside the one day. And that's something I'm going to share eventually. But for now, I do have a backlog of messages, and I would really like to get through with them before the year end, because I'm trusting the Lord that before the new year, I would have released some. And if not the new year, if not before the new year, then at least in Jan, then I can start giving you guys the messages he gave me. So right off the bat, we're going to start off running. Of course, you know, I'm also not living under a rock. I am aware of the activities that are happening right now on the earth, things that are being said, whether via the media and things like that. So, and in particularly concerning churches, the churches of Christ. So guys, there's a scripture that says the earth is awaiting the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Lord. And unfortunately for us, we are in that era where tribulation is at hand, and or we are currently in it. And depending on what volume we're in, I don't know if the heat is about to get higher or hotter in the next few years, but that's up to the Lord, because he's got the seasons and the times. But yes, there are things that are at hand. Let's not fall apart now. Yes, so every person, every messenger of the Lord is human. We do have weaknesses, every single one. So it is up to that messenger to humble themselves to the Lord. Go to the Lord and humble themselves. The Lord says, if you humble yourself, then I will exalt you. Every person has got to go through that, whether you've got a mic or you don't. Every single person. And I've given testimonies of that. I've even shared messages where I've had to be humble, go to the Lord and humble myself. But I want to speak to the sheep, really, of Jesus Christ that feel like they've got no shepherds. Jesus gave me a scripture where in the times of Ahab, where Ahab was the king, was killed in the fields, and the Lord said, let these people go back home, for they have no shepherds. And I feel like right now in the church, because of the idolatry that we practice daily, guys, we idolize ministers of God. This is not of the Lord. This is literally the most stubborn, and we hold on to opinions of human beings that can make mistakes that are just like you. They bleed, they breathe, they pee, they do just as you do. And you idolize them, you put them on pedestals. These things are going to continue on the earth. It's not new by no means. But I am speaking to the lost sheep that are looking left, right, and center, not knowing where to go. Worried if the way that they had felt in the beginning, is it still the way that they're in? Jesus has a message for you. He says, go back to your first love. If you've lost your first love along the way, go to the Lord and repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I had made Jesus my Lord and Savior, not man. I had come to you and I said, if you would forgive my sins. I believe that you were raised, that you died for me, and that you were raised again, that it is in your resurrection that I am delivered from the life and the bondages that I'm trying to, not even trying, the bondages that I don't want to be in. You have already taken all that sin, and you've given me freedom and life in abundance in you. Go back to the Lord. Make him your shepherd. That is a message for you. That you make him your shepherd. And the scripture he gave me was, it's Amos 5. And from 4 it says, for the Lord says to the house of Israel. So now says to you, the lost sheep. that has looked at the shepherds and found out the shepherds are just humans, and that they too are going through testings and fire, and it is up to them to decide if they will repent and return to the Lord. You have looked up to them as if they were your lords, but the Lord says, for the Lord says to you, the house, whether you house of Israel, whatever church you're in, he says, seek me and live. Because remember we said, go back to your first love. He says, seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel or go to Gilgal or journey to Beersheba. For Gilgal will certainly go into exile and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live. So he says, I must share that word with you. And there was, you know, a compassion. He had such a compassion when he was talking to me about this. There was a deep compassion because it's like he could see. And my thing is obviously I said, because I'm not living under a rock and seeing these things. I was like, Lord, what are you saying? What do we say to encourage ourselves? What do we say to encourage each other? And the Lord says, your journey is between you and me. If you have exalted somebody in your life that I had not asked you to do that, but in our understanding, because remember in our understanding, wow, you know, they can perform miracles. Wow, they can prophesy. Wow, they can heal the sick. Wow, they preach such a good sermon. And wow, they've got, you know, all these things that will say, wow, you know, in your mind, you start raising the roof of the person, and you start seeing them in a different light. That what the Lord intended his messengers to be for you. We are, as always, just messengers. Whether you are worldwide or you are in the streets and you're feeding the poor, we're a signpost to remind you that God is real. He's calling you to him. He's asking you to return to him, to let him lead your life, to be the Lord and Savior of your life. That is absolutely your choice to do. We can't force that on you. But we are just here as signposts. So the things that we're hearing, the things that we're seeing, it is not new, for judgment will start in the church of God, the house of God. It will start there. And as much as everybody else will be judged, yes, it is up to them to repent, but it is also up to us to repent as well. The purification is coming. In fact, the purification is here. Yeah, and Holy Spirit right now is carrying comfort, and he's carrying correction. I know that he's been that for me, like for years. That rod and staff that David speaks of, that's been real. But let us receive it. Let us receive correction and his comfort, because he knows we haven't been taught well. He knows that there's things that have been lost in the ether or mistranslated and all of that stuff. There's many things he knows, and he knows that we are aware of those things. So he wants to take you back to him. My advice again, always to pray, ask Holy Spirit to come into your heart, ask Jesus to come into your heart, ask him to open the word for you, for the word in such a time as this is coming alive like no other. It's coming alive. It corrects me, it judges me, and sometimes I have to put it away because sometimes it just feels too real. And it is real, don't get me wrong, but it's like, Lord, you got me. You got me here. It's my face. So anyways, I bless you with this word, and may the Lord be with you. I'm sending you all the blessings of the Lord. May he comfort you. May he lead you. May he call you back into his arms. Please don't despair. He has not forsaken you. Yeah. It is still our choice to stand with the Lord, as it is still yours. Go back to your first love. Repent for idolatry, putting people on pedestals, and don't seek here, don't run here, don't run here. Run to the Lord. Please run to Jesus, for many are going to come that will disappoint you. Be blessed.